the Lord. You may be seated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. Bless your sister Rita. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity. And Pastor Sanford in his absence. Just give honor to all of the fivefold ministry that are present here in the sanctuary tonight, the elders. North Boulevard, Macedonia family. You my sisters. Amen. Look at somebody and say, we sisters. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, as Sister Rita was saying, you know, I've been transported by three hurricanes. Hurricane Katrina, literally. Hurricane Rita, literally. And Hurricane Gustav. So from Baton Rouge to Kenner, and when Gustav blocked us out, I got stuck trying to come from Alabama back to Louisiana and couldn't get through Mississippi and different places, and I slept in the car in a Walmart parking lot. I was tired. And when I woke up, the Holy Spirit said, this is where I want you to stay. I end up in Mobile, Alabama. Some people move and relocate for various reasons. Job, family, this, that, and the other. But each time I moved, I sought the Lord as to where he wanted me. Even when I moved from Baton Rouge to New Orleans area, you got to hear from God to be going up in New Orleans. Talking about you saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Certain areas have certain strongholds. And certain regions have certain strongholds. And if you don't recognize that, you don't have a clue as to why you're not getting your breakthrough. So tonight, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to start in prayer. We've already had awesome praise and worship, and I thank the Lord for Sister Wanda. So Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. I ask you, Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, to fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit. Fill each of us with all of your fruits, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, and your self-control. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' name, fill us and give us a visitation tonight like we haven't had in a long time or ever before with your Holy Ghost anointing and power. Cover us, Lord, with your presence, your anointing, your Holy Spirit and power. Seal us, Lord, with your peace, with your character and nature. I ask you to do all these things in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And all of us say together, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let me acknowledge, I don't want to forget, I want to thank God for my friend, 35, 40 years being with me tonight, Minister Gwendolyn Guillory from Living Faith Christian Center. And of course, always honored and blessed when I see my spiritual daughters. They were in youth ministry. I was their youth pastor. And now they grown adults with children and in the church. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the flames of fire. Some I haven't seen in a very long time. So I appreciate you. Girl, I got somebody I want you to meet. Yeah. I got somebody I want you to meet. He promised me he was going to be here tonight. Such a gentleman. Lord, have mercy. You know, he God-fearing. He know how to talk to me. He don't raise his voice and holler at me. You know, even 2 weeks before Sister Rita and I spoke, it was in my spirit to call her, you know, call Sister Rita. And I thought it was because we had met Evangelist Arena, and we talked about reaching the younger ladies. And I felt the Lord had spoke something to me, and she said to call if we had something. So I said, I'm going to call. And I got busy and distracted. I know none of you ever do that. And the Holy Spirit kept saying, call. And I didn't. So finally, I did call. And before I can get out while I was calling her, she said, Evangelist, I've been wanting to call you and invite you, if you were available, to minister for the Women's Fellowship. I said, oh, praise the Lord. So we talked a little while. When I hung up the phone, he told me, he said, I told you, you should have called her. I said, okay. Then he told me, he said, you know what? You need to tell them, ladies, don't be hollering at them now. You need to speak softly to them, because a lot of them going through something. He said, you know what they need? They need to know how much God loves them. I said, you know, you got some wisdom. He said, girl, look, I got somebody I want you to meet. Jesus. Like you was talking about in the bed. Huh? Lord have mercy. Say he give you sweet rest. Sweet rest. You know, sometimes you get in the bed and you toss and turn. But he told me, he said, you know what? There are some ladies there, and they're not sleeping at night. He said, it's been a long time since they had a sweet rest. I said, babe, you know, you're right. He said, oh, yeah, I know all things now. I said, you are some wise. He said, I'm trying to give you some of this wisdom. I said, I tell you, I receive. Why y'all looking at me like that? Don't you want, you single ladies, don't you want somebody that's going to speak in your ear with godly counsel? You know what I'm saying? A strong man. You know, I'm talking about no wimp. He powerful too. Lord Jesus, make me weak sometimes. There's no children in here. Couple years, baby. And you married ladies, y'all sitting there, y'all know y'all want that man to speak and touch you a certain way. You know, he know how to touch. Oh, I'm going too far. I'm telling all. But you know what? He is the Spirit of truth. He is the Holy Spirit. Girl, I got somebody I want you to meet. Look at somebody and say, she talking about the Holy Spirit. I thought she talking about a real man. Well, you see, the thing about it is that we refer to him as a it. Something told me. It on something told you the Holy Spirit speaking to you. He is the person. He is the third person of the triune, the Spirit of unity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's not a it, honey. He's a person. I don't get on the highway unless he get in the car. He told me he was coming tonight. He promised me he was going to be in here tonight. I said, well, baby, you know I don't want to go nowhere without you. I'm so in love with you. You know, I'm out there talking to all these ladies and stuff. I got to have the comforter with me because I get a little nervous sometimes, a little fearful. But, you know, he has a way of talking to me and saying some words that bring about life and give me holy boldness. Girl, I'm telling you, I got, look at somebody, say, she got somebody for you to meet. You know, St. John, you know, 16:13, I have several scriptures, and you know, just write them down or get the CD. St. John 16:13 say, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. St. John 16:13, how be it when he, not it, something told me, something. Girl, I know it was something I was supposed to do. You know, I left this morning on the highway, and he told me, girl, you left your cell phone. I said, God, baby, thank you. I had to go back in the house and get that cell phone. You know what I'm saying? You know, I wanted some assurance on the highway. You know, I didn't want to get on the highway without, you know, communication. You know, Jesus said the Holy Spirit would tell them what is yet to come, the nature of their mission, the opposition they would face, and the final outcome of their efforts. See, whatever you're facing today, you don't have to be in the dark. You have to understand he is a truth revealer. Not only will he tell you what you're going through today, he will forewarn you of what is to come. But the thing about it, he'd like you to sit down with him, girl, and be still for him. He don't like me running around and everything. Girl, sit yourself down. I gotta talk to you. And when I wake up in the morning, oh God, Jesus, he right there speaking sweetly in my ear. Say, good morning, Holy Spirit. He said, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. You shall rejoice and be glad. And I said, oh, yeah. And he may remind me of some things that I didn't get to on my get to it list. Get around to it. Anybody here have around to it's? I got to get around to it, around to it. You know, you need to draw a circle on the paper and around and then put in there to it. You see, because what he does, he eliminates the round to it. He helps me have order and excellence and not be burdened down and worry about what I didn't get around to it. Because the Bible says, take no thought for what you should. Because in that same day, you know, the same day, one day has its own worries. So that round to it, I kind of tell you, it's not a God. I know, I'm gonna get to it. You know, when you learn to practice his presence, all the worry and the toiling and the confusion, it goes. Totally. Because you have to understand, he is not a wimp. He's all powerful. He's omnipotent. And the Bible talks about the anointing destroys the yoke. The Bible says, the scripture said, his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. So if there's anything on you that's not light and not easy, it's not of God. But when he come and sit next to me and get to talk to me, that yoke just melt, baby, like butter. Just be gone. And I can be free to praise him and free to worship him and free to follow. You have to understand, it's, you know what? He had me calling you pastor all week. I know you won't hear that, but Pastor Rita. Every time he said, you know, Pastor Rita, he said, tell her that I heard somebody say the anointing and the manner of pastor is falling upon her because he's promoting you to do other things. So it's a pastoral anointing. As a helpmate, you're so faithful to help your husband and everything and do this nice, wonderful women's fellowship, but he's getting ready to take it to another level. But anyway, what was I saying? What? Okay, yeah, that's right. See, he reminds me. See, a lot of people think they have Alzheimer's or dementia, but the Holy Spirit brings all things to your remembrance. If you're having any problem remembering anything, you need to start confessing, I have the mind of Christ. Because he brings all things to your remembrance. You have to understand, for those people he was talking about that don't sleep, he say they taking stuff to lay down and stuff to get up. Uppers and downs, walking around a zombie, then get to work and got all this coffee and caffeine and out they mind, and they not hearing me. Okay, those of you that are not sleeping, Come on up. Get prayer right quick so you can go sleep tonight and tomorrow night. Come on. I know I heard from him. He already told me about you. I had forgot he said, and three times he reminded me. When, as soon as we hung up the phone, he said, pray for them that's not sleeping. And I forgot. And I said, what that was, Holy Ghost, she was telling me to do? I was getting out the shower last night. He said, I sleep. And see, I didn't write it down. And this morning I was praying. I said, I need you to tell me one more time who it is you want me to minister to. He said, those that's not sleeping, because they need to rest. they need a sweet rest. He even gave me his word on that for you. He says, Psalms 4, the 12th chapter, 8th verse, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. We're talking about safety early. He always has a confirmation. I love to hear testimonies because it confirms the word. That way it's not about self. And then there's another scripture. Now, this is the one that got me. And y'all just let him minister to you while you're here because it's not me. He's ministering to you right now, even when I used to run these businesses, and I always had these round tours. I never could finish. Always had something to do. And the world said I was nocturnal. Nocturnal means you what? Stay up late at night. So I'd be staying up late at night while the business closed, everybody gone, the age is gone. I'm trying to catch up. Don't you know you never catch up? It's gonna always be something. That's the way the enemy designed it. You see what I'm saying? There's no completeness except in Christ Jesus. And so I would stay up late and get in the morning, then the Holy Spirit, I didn't know him then like I know him now. But baby, he walked up in that office. No, I think I was in the bedroom one night. And he said, do you know, girl, it is vain. Psalms 127:2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Now, I know somebody more of y'all up here didn't come up here. That's okay, but I'm getting ready to get you right now because he told me he wants to settle this thing because he wants you to rest because it's in rest that you hear his voice. And you're going to need to hear his voice in that direction that he's leading and guiding of the Lord in this hour that we're living in. Not just for tonight, but for the week and for the month and for a year. Because there are some things that are shaking, that are brewing in the atmosphere, in the spirit realm. And he wants some people to be, babe, I'm asleep, girl. You sleep through all. Did you hear? No, I heard nothing. I'm asleep. Because my comforter is giving me sweet rest. So he said, it is vain for you to rise up early after you done stayed up all night. Vain, that word in the Hebrew means evil. It's idolatry. You thinking you can do something God didn't ordain for you to do. Even the Lord rested. Okay, just lift your hands to the Lord because the Holy Spirit is ministering to you. And he promised me, you know, he don't break his promise. He promised me after this that you will have no problem sleeping because he's going to take away that which you're worrying about, which you can't do nothing about no way. Glory to God. He's releasing some things in your life so that you can rest. Don't pray in the spirit right now. But I just need to teach you some things. He's in control. You don't need to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. He wants to minister to you. So if he's ministering to you, you don't need to be ministering to him. Is that all right? I mean, I do it too. So I get talking. Shut up. Learn to receive, ladies. We don't know how to receive enough. We've been just designed to give and to give and to give and to do and to do and to do. But no more. God wants you to rest, Sister Wanda. Rest. A sweet peace of the Lord. No worries. Stop worrying about that knucklehead that got in trouble. I mean, you know, it's all right. God gonna rest them. The Holy Spirit got a bounty out on them. Peace. Peace, 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 peace. The joy of the Lord is your strength in the name of Jesus. I'm so glad y'all not falling out on the floor. We don't need no theatrics right now. We just need the Holy Spirit to comfort you so that at night the enemy cannot torment you with fear and discouragement and trying to take away a sound mind. The Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a love and power and a sound mind. The devil can't take nothing from you. God don't want, you need to know. You need to know, girl. You need to know. I got somebody. You need to meet the Holy Spirit. That's all right. Let them tears flow. That is called deliverance. That is a cleansing. You don't know what it is tossing and turning at night. you know, tired, get up, waiting on the sun to get up. Some of y'all don't even like daylight saving time, just scared to go to sleep at night. In the name of Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Touch them, Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Yeah, well, that's what he said, you know. And for those of you on medication, now you go back to your doctor. You know, don't just take my word for it. But some of that medicine you're not going to need. Because, see, you have to understand the pharmaceutical industry is designed to make money. And so they prescribe you stuff just because you go in and say you got an issue. You ain't have no issue. You got peace tonight. The blood pressure is regulated. The heart is regulated and fixed. The hurt is being removed in the name of Jesus. Everything in the soulless realm where somebody abused you is being healed in the name of Jesus. That person that wounded you, that said something about you, that person that lied on you, all of that, God has even given you the power to forgive them. So they know not what they do is what Jesus said. Sleep in a sweet rest. Thank you, Lord. And when you get ready, you can stand there or you can go to your seat, whatever you want to do. You know. See. He when you learn to hear his voice, you can walk in total victory in whatever it is. If it's a child or a teenager that's, you know, not doing the right thing. Baby, shut up. Don't be talking to them no more. Get yourself in the room with him. And y'all have a little talk. Some people say, y'all want to have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him, I don't want to have no little talk. Look, this about to go down. And you better deal with me with your love, your peace, and your meekness so that I don't get in my flesh. I need you to come up on me with all your glory. Holy Ghost, comfort me and keep me and deal with this situation. The Holy Spirit convicts. Sometimes when we open our mouth, we condemn. A person cannot get salvation through condemnation. But when you get with the Holy Spirit and y'all have that talk and he give you that counsel, he will convict that person where they will turn their heart towards God. They may not ever apologize to you, but their heart and their ways will change. That husband that won't listen to you, some of y'all, I'll tell you something else he told me, girl. He told me some of y'all tired of talking to him. I ain't talking to him no more, Lord. I'm just sick and tired of talking. He ain't listening to me. If he'd have listened to me, he wouldn't have. Let me tell you something. Talk to the one that's able to do something about it. Talk to the man about your man. Leave your man alone. Doesn't the scripture say win him with your win him with your, you ain't gonna win him with your mouth. And look, I gotta give you a piece of my mind. You don't know who you talk. You don't know who my mama is, my daddy is, and all. Keep your mind, baby. You don't have enough to give a piece to nobody. I ain't cooking you nothing tonight. And don't look for nothing either because you see you that not going to get it. You need to talk to the Holy Spirit. Find yourself a bathroom or something. Don't go in the closet. They think you're crazy, you know. I remember when I was married, I used to go in the closet because they say go in your closet and pray. And we had this big walk in the closet. And I go in the closet and pray. He thought I was crazy because I was in the closet. Well, I was trying to do what I thought the Bible meant. Literally. God knew my heart, though. You see what I'm saying? What you want to do is have a pure heart, clean hands. You see what I'm saying? That's my regulator for anything. Lord, keep my heart right, and please keep my hands right, because I'm about. See, y'all want to be real. Y'all cute up in Macedonia. That's okay. But y'all know y'all be going there, if not in the actions, in your attitude. You be locking down on the brother.
And that is not going to get you anywhere. Girl, I got somebody I need you to meet. You need to meet this man that know how to get to the heart of the matter. That knows how to, the Bible says that he will send a laborer in their path. Know how to send somebody else in their path and say something about what you be praying about, and then they get convicted. You see, here's the deal. You want to get the glory. We're not supposed to get in the glory. Only God gets the glory. It's our responsibility to birth it in prayer. I don't have no problem with my man and my husband. Well, you got a problem with you then. Because don't nobody like you. You don't have no friends. I like to be by myself because don't nobody want to be bothered with you. I thank God for my friend. We've been friends for almost 40 years. Lord, I was going through so much on time, I wrote an intercessor out. Pray. They didn't have call ID back then when I used to have to call and pray, because if they had call ID, some of my friends wouldn't answer the phone. Oh, Lord, here she come again. What else is this girl going through? See, I didn't have the relationship with the Holy Spirit, that he is the one that is the mediator between me and the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. So the Bible says we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Okay, we know the scripture, but when we begin to deal and be confronted with situations, we lose our authority. We forget we're seated in heavenly places. We come on the defense rather than the offense. I bind you in the name of Jesus. In the name of, I ain't got to do all of that. Devil, come out in the name of Jesus. I graduated. To have a relationship with somebody. You know, in corporate America, it's not what you know, it's who you know. You understand? It's people get jobs not because of what they know. Y'all know y'all be training people on the job and you know more than them. Y'all, I did it. All of us did that. You know more. It's not what they know, it's who they know. We're in the kingdom of God, it's not what you know, it's who you know. I'm going to talk to somebody. I got this. You ain't got nothing to say? Got nothing to say, baby. Give me a minute here. But don't take God no long time. When I got a pure heart and clean hands, I got a direct line. Oh, we going to turn this situation around. I got a relative right now in the hospital, and they all sitting around. So I'm sending the word. He shall live and not die. Some of you got relatives that are ill. You need to take authority over those spirits. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Tell him to go in there and move oppression away from those people. Fear away from them. Unbelief away from them. You have that authority, women of God. You should have nothing around you that's defeated. See, you have to understand. He teaches me how. I got the teacher. He teaches me how to flow. It's not my faith, it's his faith. It's sure not my love, it's his love. See, if we know how much God loved Jesus. See, people want to say, oh, God love me. No, you're missing it. You need to know how much God loved Jesus. If you know how much God loved Jesus, then you'll get a revelation on how much God loved you. Because he gave Jesus his only begotten son for us when we were sinners. And he loved Jesus. So you want to know the revelation of the love of God? The Holy Spirit will give you the revelation on how much God loves Jesus. Then you'll know how much God loves you. You have to understand, we cannot be obedient without the Holy Spirit. Our flesh cries out loud. You're not going to be able to abstain without him, baby. that fine thing, walk up there with that cologne and you kind of low on money and you know he about to tip you. Don't you sit in here and pretend like you're not going to fall to the flesh, because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not going to be able to walk upright. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And he will convict you when you cross the line. I have been in situations where I said, I can't do this. I got to go. Well, what's wrong with you? I got to go. You don't understand. If you funny, it ain't going to be funny if I don't get them out of here. Oh, y'all so holy. Okay, all right. Okay, I'm getting ready to go that way. Okay, Holy Ghost, just give me a little minute. I'm getting ready to go there. You have to understand, sisters are annihilating their body because they don't have the power of the Holy Ghost to keep them, and they don't love themselves, and they're getting into glamour rather than beauty, when the word says he turns your ashes into your beauty into ashes. But the people are dealing with this glamour stuff. You got to have this kind of hair, this kind of eyes, this kind of nails, these kind of hips, this kind of breath. Everything counterfeit. But when you got the Holy Ghost, everything becomes real. You don't know who you are. Because if you knew who you were, you wouldn't be doing all that stuff. Tattooing your breast. Tattooing your butt. Tattooing this. Jesus already was tattooed. It's preparing the world way of preparing the world of society for the mark of the beast. Well, that's just the style. That's just it. No, knucklehead, that is flesh. Have you already got one? I'm not trying to condemn you, but spread this gospel to somebody else. You ain't know no better. I got two holes in my ear. I didn't know no better. But ladies are not being ladies no more. They're being womanish, as the old folks used to say. That child, that womanish. Mama said, no, you can't go play with her because she womanish. See, if you knew who I'm trying to introduce you to, you wouldn't be womanish. You wouldn't be prostituted, pimped. You wouldn't get lonely at night. You wouldn't be insecure because of your physical makeup. When the word says we are fearfully and wonderfully made, we are part of the royal priesthood, a peculiar person, a chosen generation. So why are we trying to do all this stuff here? Because it's on TV. Because it's in the glamour magazine. Baby, that don't fit you. That's money. Be yourself. First, you got to find out who you is. I know that it's not proper English. I'm trying to get a point across. You see, people are hurting. Women are hurting. Ladies are hurting because they've been rejected for generations by men. They've been abused by men. Whether it's a father or a relationship, and when that rejection comes, that rejection takes a deep root. It becomes a root of bitterness, and it hurts. And so rather than being transparent, we cover it up. You got to have him in your life if you're going to have a victorious life, and in a big way. In a personal way. You got to know him for yourself. And sometimes I'm sitting and he be speaking stuff to me. I don't want to know him. Like, don't you have to tell me that. If it's somebody all the way to another, don't you tell me, call him. Or he'll say, pray for him. Because you don't always blab everything. You don't always have to be the Holy Ghost fruit inspector. Or the GPS sister, good, I know you was doing such, such. Shut up. People already shame. They're already hurting. They don't need you pointing out the wound. The Holy Spirit pours in the oil and the wine to purify so that that person could heal. Amen. Of things that you have not You don't have a notion of what some people go through. All you know is what you see on the surface. And we must not judge our sisters. We must not condemn our sisters or our brothers. You see, the Holy Spirit will help you to pray. Prayers. He's the intercessor. You see, the Bible says, pray in the Spirit and pray in the understanding also. It say, pray in the Holy Ghost because you know not what you ought to pray. So when you're praying in your prayer language, you're not getting in the way. It gets me when people come up to me with familiar stuff, talking about prophesying. I'm like, you read that on Facebook. You're going to try to come prophesy to me. Ain't no revelation. You ain't been with God. You don't even have a good fragrance. You stink in the nostrils of God because you don't have no love. So you can't prophesy without love. You can't lay hands and they recover without love. You cannot have somebody restored to Christ without the agape love. The Bible says that we all have sinned and fallen short. So if we all have sinned, what gives us the right to be the GPS system for heaven? We have no right. Glory to God. When I need guidance, he tells me, Isaiah 30:20-21, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left, you understand? Even when I'm driving, I'm like, which street to go down? Where do I go? You know, I don't use them for a parking space. I just want to know where I'm going to be a divine connection for somebody. You know, we cry out, Lord, use me, Lord. You know, so we don't get used by no parking space. I just put me in a position in a store or in the marketplace somewhere where this word of life that the Holy Spirit has spoke to me this morning for I left out is for somebody else. See, that's when your joy becomes full. That's when you get rid of your heaviness. When you say, oh, Lord, I heard from God. Ooh. See, when I called Pastor Rita, I said, oh, Lord, I heard from God. I hung that phone up. I said, oh, Lord. He said, I told you. I said, all right, baby, all right. I'm sorry, Sister Rita. Y'all go out here tomorrow. Evangelist said, no. She submitted to authority. Anyway, I want you to do something for me right now. I want you to put your hand on your ear, whatever ear you want to put on, the right ear or the left ear, and say, Holy Spirit, open my ears to hear your still, small voice. I want you to put your hand on your mind, on your brain up here. Say, Holy Spirit, give me clarity in my mind to think on those things that are above, those things that are just, that are pure, that are true, that are of a good report. Okay, put your hand right there by your lip. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. God, my mouth. Because out of my mouth comes life and death. Help me to only speak life. Praise God. Give the Lord some praise. Give him some praise. You see, he'll tell you what your purpose in life is. He will tell you specifically what your perfect purpose in life is. It's unfortunate so many people are running around in the wrong lane. They don't know what their assignment is. I have to find my assignment out before I take this microphone. I have to find my assignment out when I go to the grocery store. I even have to find what I'm supposed to wear. I mean, I depend totally on him because, see, he knows who I'm going to run into or who's going to run into me. He knows what's going to have to happen. So we shouldn't just get up and go. Get up and do. We should seek ye first the kingdom. If there's a decision to be made, he got the answer. He ain't got to be in no meeting all day. I took on the role. I said, I think I may have said it when I first met you. I said, I want to come back to Baton Rouge to win my family to the Lord. That's what I said. Lord heard that. Okay, then, here's the strategy. You chair the family reunion committee. 200 kinfolk, you know I got to hear from the Holy Ghost. So I said, Lord, is this you really telling me to do this? Because three committed people had already dropped it. And I prayed. I said, Lord, I need you to confirm it. And the next morning when I woke up, he said, and he gave me the scripture, and I'm giving you a different translation. He said, go and enjoy your family reunion. I'm like, wow. I didn't even know that was in the Bible. I'm like, okay. So I began to call different family members, long story short, and then, you know, got positive response, you know, this, that, and other. Here's my point. He got to tell me every step, all the way to the end. Every detail, I have to hear from him first. You know why? I don't want no confusion. I don't want no family mess. Let's do this thing. My goal, I told a couple of family members, I said, I do have an ulterior motive. Well, you want to get some? I said, no, I want these rascals saved. So when I'm talking to them, I get to hear what's going on with them, and I know how to pray and speak the word of the Lord. I got 6 months for the Lord to do that. That's the strategy for my family. He'll give you a strategy on your job. Now, one thing they say, well, what a committee. One thing I learned, you want to tear up something, get a committee. There ain't no committee up in here. There ain't no committee, baby. I sent them some surveys, but we're not going to have no committees. Oh, y'all missed that. You want some mess on your job? Committee. You want some mess in school studies? Committee. Group study. You want some mess in the church? Not no poor Methodist. You put a group of people together and everybody want to be the chief and nobody want to be in the ends. And don't understand what it means to be a servant of the Most High God. Tear up something. So the Holy Spirit is guiding me. Because you know why? He knows the intentions and the hearts of people. When I feel a bump there, I call this one right here. Oh, yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, come on, this way. We're going to flow right here. If you realize whatever decision you have to make, talk to him and wait on him to give you the answer. He will speak. Oh, we're trying to figure out. I ain't trying to figure out nothing. I'm tired. If he ain't speaking now, I'm going to bed. Sweet rest. And when I wake up in the morning, he'll speak, or he'll speak to me through the night. You know, he's speaking dreams and visions and all of that. I ain't saying to eat bread beans and pigtails at night late and go to bed. Talking about you done had a dream and you done heard from the Lord. No, rascal, you done ate too much. Nobody trying to get you up to go to the bathroom. A dream, a vision. You got indigestion. That's what you got. That wasn't on my note. Okay, I apologize. All right, I'm about to close because he has some things he wants to do that I cannot do. This person I want you to meet, he's a worshiper. He's a worshiper. He knows what song the Lord wants to hear. You shouldn't sing nothing if he hadn't told you that's the song for the day, for the
the service because he knows whose heart is going to minister to. So you see, the enemy has perverted music so bad. You know, he'll use a beat, he'll use a stomp, he'll use whatever, he'll use lyrics, whatever. So it's very important that when we are true worshipers, which means that we must have some false worshipers. The scriptures say the true worshipers, when we worship God, we have heard a sound from heaven. I'll never forget one Sunday we were in here. And that Saturday night, I was riding around South Baton Rouge. It was late. I was just riding, looking at the places I used to live. There's that not there no more, and this, that, and other. And I start singing this song. This old song. And got in here Sunday morning, and Pastor Sanford started singing. I tried to tear that aisle up. I said, oh, God. I can't think of it right now. He might tell it, but that's not. My point is, when you hear a song, not to entertain you, it's a song of deliverance. It's a song of healing. It's a song of victory. So it's very important that when you worship, that you allow him to give you the worship. Okay. See, there are works of the flesh and works of the spirit. And I'm just going to run through them very quickly because I don't want to dwell on them. What I want to do is I got somebody I want you to meet. And I want to dwell on what he's going to give to you. Amen? So here's how you know the Holy Spirit is not involved. There are certain vices, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, hatred, discord, jealousy, anger, selfish ambition, dissension, arrogance, envy, murder, idolatry, witchcraft, drunkenness, wild living, cheating, adultery, homosexuality, greed, stealing, and lying. All of those are of the flesh, and it's of spirits, but not Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, his byproducts of the living God, and it's found in Galatians 5, 22nd verse, if you want to study that from now until Jesus comes. It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, here's what I want to share with you. You can't do any of those without the Holy Spirit. You see, people don't have the Holy Spirit. They don't have him in their life. And they're trying to love. They're trying to have peace. He is the Prince of Peace. They want to have joy. They're not joy. They're not happy. They want happy. They don't want joy. You see, you have to invite the Holy Spirit in and tell him, give me your love. Give me your joy. Give me your peace. Give me your patience. Give me your kindness, your goodness, your faithfulness. Please give me your gentleness. And by all means, please give me your self-control. You understand? Move yourself out of the natural and allow the supernatural spirit of Holy Spirit to rule and reign and help you do these things. He is the helper. But we got so independent, we don't depend on him to help. When you realize we're saved by grace, we don't try to perform to get brownie points. When you realize that you don't even have to do nothing, but lean and depend and let him guide, you're just a vessel. Where you want me to go? What you want me to say? What you want me to wear? What you want me to do? Who you want me to talk to? Who you want me to give to? Who you want me to? And if you don't hear him, still and know that's your victory. You got decisions on your job, those of you that are working. Tonight, allow him to give you the wisdom on how to get to the next step that God wants you to be. Right now, the economy is just is shattered. It's messed up. Everybody's got some challenge. But you know what? He said he gave you power to get wealth. He gives you power to get wealth. But if we're listening to the news and reading the newspaper and going through all of this stuff, you're going to miss him. Nobody who has a relationship with the Holy Spirit should be struggling financially. You know why? He says, because the treasures of the wicked are laid up for the just. And we're in the hour of the wealth transference. We're in the hour where God is transferring the wealth from the sinner into those who he can trust to give into the kingdom to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. But if we're worrying about the utility bill or the water bill or gas or this, you're missing it, girlfriend. You missing him, because he'll show you. Ooh, I can't wait. I'm working on a project. I'm just waiting on this black and white documentation, because I found the fish with the gold in his mouth. That's going to set so many people free. And while I was trying to find this fish with the gold in my mouth, I was going through fear and torment and embarrassment and shame. But when I got before the Lord, I said, now, wait a minute now. Your words, there's enough to pay your stuff and mine. Okay, talk to me. And I'm telling you, the Lord orchestrated my footsteps and put me right there, almost in the belly of the whale. And I saw, suck it now. I know some of y'all don't know that word. I'm trying to help you with your finances. I'm trying to help you to stop saying I'm broke. I don't have no money. I don't have enough. I don't know how I'm going to. No, you don't know, but he knows. Don't you know he said he'll give you unexpected income? Don't you know he'll give you checks in the mail? Money will be wired into your account. I'm not telling you about something I read. I'm telling you about something I've lived. Because he said he'll never see the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I will not go in a food line getting some old stuff they done throwed away. I'm going to sit right here. Either I'm going to fast or I'm going to die of hunger. Either way, it's on your name. It's not about Patricia. It's about your name, because I'm hid in Christ. Are you hitting him tonight? Are you hitting him? You need to, baby, get under the cover with him, honey, and let him comfort you and walk you through this situation. Too much exposure. I'm trying to close. Deal with some of y'all strongholds that you've been thinking in your mind. That's been thinking. Because the Lord says in his Bible, in his word, Acts 2:38-40, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Acts 2:38-40, save yourselves from this untoward generation. See, we're looking for other people to do something for us. And that's why there's a lot of disappointment in the body. We're looking for the preacher to give us three steps and a poem on how to get out. And here the scripture says, save yourself. How? Repent. Receive it. Get under his grace. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And baby, let him take control. I love the way he escorted me. Lord Jesus. See, when a counterfeit comes, Babe, if he ain't got the fragrance of this man,
next. I'm going to waste my time. And when I get a little in the flesh, I got some friends that'll say, now, look, let me tell you something. I said, you ain't got to say nothing else. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. If you've been tired of waiting, you're giving up, you're frustrated, come on, let's get it together. That's an altar call. Let's deal with it. It's his turn now. I'm gonna get out his way. Ooh, if I'd have known you was here, I wouldn't have tried to sing that song. See, the Holy Ghost didn't tell me that. You see, he wants to do some laser surgery. You know, there are different kind of surgeries and different kind of works the Holy Spirit does. You know, sometimes when you go to the doctor, it is an inpatient work. You know, your situation may not be that difficult. They can deal with you in the office. Then they have the outpatient. Amen. Then they have emergency rooms. Some of you all might have some emergencies tonight. If God don't move for you tonight, you didn't come out here to see me. I know you came out here to hear a word from the Lord. If God don't move for you tonight, then you're going to miss it and you're going to give up. It's an emergency. Holy Spirit, he has to do major surgery on some of you. Because your mind has been so bound up for so long with stuff. And your heart has been hurting for so long. And the Holy Spirit said, I want to cut it out. I want to root it out. And I want to give you a new beginning. He wants to comfort you tonight. Some of you in the valley of decisions, you have some decisions to make. Don't make your own decision. Allow the Holy Spirit to give you the answer. Heavenly Father, I ask you to remove any hurts, turmoils, pains, trauma, and shock. Old hurts, old pains, anguishes, generational curses that are deep within our souls, that have been created at a time in our lives that need to be removed so that we can be free, liberated. Lord, I ask you to loose each of us with the spirit of love, your peace, your joy, your restoration, Lord Jesus. Give us a sweet sleep tonight, a peaceful sleep. Lord, keep us safe, not only safe, keep us sound, God. Let us not be under condemnation for the mistakes of our past. Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship God with me tonight. You know, a spirit of pride is an awesome spirit. It's awful. It's hearty. A spirit of pride won't let you release. It's that hearty spirit. You know, and it's not even your personality. It's certainly not a fruit of the Spirit. It's a spirit that covers up pain and hurt. It's a spirit that covers up shame and embarrassment. The Holy Spirit wants to erase the shame from your life tonight. Some of you need a fresh refilling of the Holy Ghost. You dry. You're hungry, you're thirsty, and you try to feed that thirst going on a shopping spree. You try to feed that hunger by doing other things, but he wants to fill you with his presence overflowing and fill you with his power tonight that you can walk upright and victorious. And it's not about you. He wants to equip you for somebody else. He says, I give you the power to witness. The Holy Ghost is not about just saying you have this prayer language and you pray in tongues and that make you all of that. No, baby, the tongue's not nothing if you're not winning nobody to Christ. And if you haven't won a soul in the kingdom this year, you need the Holy Ghost.
God, is sick of religion. Wants us to have a relationship like never before, where we sense his presence 24/7. Hallelujah. Evangelist, would you come help me? Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. You would rule your mama say. You would rule your mama say. Excuse me. Sister, you've been to the altar once, but God's got some more for you. Yeah. See, there's a call of God on your life, and you kind of like, you know, you're being submissive, may I say that, or you're being kind of make sure you're being in order in a way. But God, I see a teaching anointing upon you that God has given you even a greater study of his word, a revelation of his word, because he wants to equip you to go out and evangelize, not just in your immediate surrounding, not just in your community, but in your family. In your family, you have been rejected by some family members, and the enemy has told you, you have, what right do you have to say anything? But the Lord is going to fill you with the Holy Ghost even the more and give you a holy boldness to speak in love that which they need to hear to receive the salvation of the Lord. Lord, what is it I'm to do? God, what you have for me to do? Lord, you know, I want to be used, but I just don't really know if I'm qualified to be used, because many years ago when I was going forward, somebody said something, sister, and they broke your spirit. But the Lord is healing that hurt tonight. He's removing those words of rejection tonight. And in the name of Jesus, we curse every word spoken that was not of life. We break every generational curse off of your life. In the name of Jesus, I speak divine healing in your life. In the name of Jesus, you shall go forth and speak what thus says the Lord. You shall go forth in the name of Jesus. Okay, all right. This is a tough one, because it's going to take holy boldness for you to come up. But God wants to heal you. You know, Jesus didn't do nothing in the closet. When he met the woman at the well, he dealt with that. That's how I got saved. I heard somebody teaching when he was at the well, and the lady came. He said, "Where is your husband?" And she said, "I don't have none." And he said, "I know you got 5, and the one you got 9, not yours." I said, "Oh, Lord, he's talking to me." Because I was in relationship that was not a godly relationship. And that was the first time I heard the gospel where it pricked my fleshly soul, and I was ready to go forward and be holy, as the word said. And then the lady went out and she said, "Come see a man that knows all about me." And that's where I got the title of this message: "Girl, I got somebody I want you to meet. He done touched my life tonight." Now, where are those ladies and you been in an abusive relationship and that thing tormenting you? God wants to break that abuse off of you tonight. We ain't playing with the devil up in here. In the name of Jesus, receive, 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 receive in the name of Jesus. By faith, the Holy Spirit is by faith. If you want a new beginning, it's here for you tonight to get a new beginning. And you don't have to walk around with your head down no more. Teach, 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 teach. Teach, you know too much not to be moving. Teach, 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 teach. Keep me going. Teach. Come on, sis. Okay. I see you. I see a transformation, woman of God. I see a transformation in your life, in your countenance. It's going to come from the inside out. You know, you're one of the ones, when I was talking about beauty and glamour, and you know, where the enemy will say, oh, I don't look good. I don't know. But God said he loves you, baby. You're beautiful. Oh, honey, they're going to look at you in a few months and say, oh, what's your name, sister? Ooh, what you on going? You say, baby girl, I got somebody I want you to meet. Oh, I see a transformation in your wardrobe. I see a transformation in your finances for the glory of God. God said, because he could trust you. He can trust you. Hallelujah. I don't want to pray for anybody. Nobody's behind them. So I don't mind waiting in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. God say, yeah, it's over. It's over. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. He's breaking every word curse. He's breaking every trick and strategy of the enemy in the name of Jesus. You know, you like I used to be. I used to be dressed good on the outside, but hurting real bad on the inside. Oh, I would be broken on the inside. But God said he's doing laser surgery to you tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come up, sweetie. Come up, baby. Come up. Come up. Where those people need a fresh refilling of the Holy Ghost, I haven't forgotten. He just reminded me, they're sitting there. They don't have no power. They got guns with blanks in. You need the Holy Ghost to take worship to another level, love to another level, your faith to another level, and obedience to another level. I speak in tongues. Yeah, you need some more. You need some more. You're not making a difference in nobody else's life. You don't have enough. You just got a knowledge of it. What does it say? Denying the power, the knowledge, but denying the power thereof. God wants to give you some power. And it's not because I'm raising my voice. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Healing, sweetheart. Healing. Healing. God's removing even the loneliness. You could be in a crowd of people and still be lonely. Healing tonight. Healing tonight, baby. Healing, sweetheart. Healing. He's healing the broken heart. He's healing the misunderstanding. He's removing the stronghold that the enemy has tried to keep you in bondage. In the name of Jesus. I see the Lord, I hear the Lord saying new relationships, godly relationships, people that are going to build you up and not tear you down, people that are not going to take from you, they're not going to use you. See, you, I remember a little kid sometimes, they said people buy friendship, they give stuff, just want a friend, just a friend. No more of that. No more, that the devil will not pimp you anymore with your gifts. Amen. God's going to use you in a mighty way. But first, he's going to build you up on the inside, your self-esteem. He loves you. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. And he don't remember nothing the devil tell you. It's all lies. I say the devil is a liar. No, he is the father.